I recently did a video which was talking about how buy-to-let is dead and how being a landlord is near impossible in 2024. However, in this video, I'm going to be sharing the secrets to how you can actually be part of the top 1% as a property investor. Yes, they're killing landlords. Yes, they're making it really difficult to enter the market. But if you know how to navigate through that, and if you know what the top 1% know, and if you know how to actually find the loopholes, then you can be extremely profitable in the property market in 2024. So I hope you enjoy this video. Let's start with the really, really bad one, which is tax problems, okay? So tax problems, I don't know if you know how bad the tax issues are right now, but if you buy a house, you pay stamp duty tax. And if you're buying a property as an investment, you're gonna pay around about 10 grand on an average house stamp duty. If you type in Google stamp duty calculator, you can just put figures in there and you can see how expensive stamp duty really is. It's been creeping up. They brought it in initially during the World War II to just help fund the war, and they just kept it in, even after the war finished, and just increased it. So stamp duty tax is the big problem. Then, when you buy the house, you rent it out and you have to pay income tax. On top of that, you've got Section 24 tax, which says that you can't claim the mortgage payments as tax deductible, which means you could be paying tax when you're not making any profit. Then you want to sell the house, and I've done with. And then you pay capital gains tax, which is 28, dropping soon to 24%, but it's still a massive chunk of money. Tax. How do you navigate through this? This is the big one. When they first brought in Section 24 tax, which is a huge one, they said from now on, you can't claim your mortgage payments as tax deductible. And everyone was like, oh, this is terrible. Oh my goodness. Unless you buy through a company. You buy through a company, now you can claim the mortgage as tax deductible. And then everyone's like, oh, well, that's good for the people that are buying through companies, but we can't buy through companies. You can't just set up a company today and then buy a property through the company tomorrow. The company needs to have history, it needs to have credentials, it needs to have finance history. But here's the thing, you actually can. You can set up a company tomorrow called Purple Rain Limited, and you can buy a house through that company and get a mortgage through that company, and you, the individual, can operate as a personal guarantor to the company, which means it's a brand new company. You buy a house through it, you get all the tax advantages of the rich, but you set the company up yesterday. So this is how normal, ordinary people are getting around a lot of the tax issues. I'm not gonna go into masses of detail in tax. I might save that for a whole nother video. That's the big one. Also, tenants' rights. You might be thinking, tenants' rights, if they don't pay the rent, yeah, I'm making money, yeah, I'm not getting clobbered with tax anymore. If the tenant doesn't pay, I can't evict them. Section 21's being abolished, this is really scary. But here's the thing, I would highly encourage you to consider not having tenants in your property at all, but instead having guests. Let me explain the difference. A tenant is somebody who the property is their home. A guest is somebody who the property, they're just staying there as a guest. Not only is this hugely better from a cash flow perspective, because think about it, right? How much is someone gonna stay at a hotel? £100 a night, £150 a night? If you're offering a small hotel room with a bed and an ensuite, or a whole nice house, fully furnished with a garden, where are people gonna stay? They're gonna stay at the house. It's bigger, it's like a suite. So if done well, you can generate huge amounts of cash flow from this. But on top of that, not only is it better from a cash flow perspective, your tenants aren't tenants, they're guests. Which means if they don't pay, they have zero rights. No court case, no 2 months waiting. They will be gone in a week. And if they're not gone, then you will call the police who will come and remove them for you. That is the power of a guest tenancy as opposed to a regular AST tenancy. This is how the 1% think. You've got to be a problem solver, not a problem finder. It's so easy to be like, oh, it's so tough. Or be like, actually, how can I navigate? And now, you're killing it. Because now you're competing with people that are like, oh, this is so hard, I don't want to sell my properties. You're coming in, bang, with a company, boom, buying cheap. Oh, and another thing as well. You want to learn to buy properties, not just buy to let, buy it, rent it. You want to buy it, rent it out on steroids, right? As a HMO, a serviced accommodation with guests. But also, you want to buy a property that's run down. This is what the 1% do. They'll buy a house that's run down, that needs work. Oh, and do you know this? Do you know if the house is uninhabitable, do you know that you will be exempt from stamp duty tax? That might have just saved you 10 grand. Oh, and also, do you know that the solicitors will usually make you pay stamp duty anyway, even though you don't have to pay it? And if you previously paid stamp duty, if you just bought a house and you paid 10 grand stamp and anything, actually, should I have paid stamp? Do you know that you can claim it back? So, tax, company, tenant evictions, use guests. What about the cost of living crisis? Oh, it's going to take me forever to save up. Oh, houses are so high. Couple things. Number one, I know this is kind of common sense. Make more money, right? If you're making 2 grand a month for your, oh, it's hard, my rent's a grand and I'm struggling to live, learn to make more money. Be an entrepreneur. The property business is riddled with rich people. If you can understand the market and you can be valuable in the property space, you will get rich. It's like if you just stand in the rain, you will get wet. If you put yourself in the right place at the right time with the right knowledge, with the right people, you'll get rich. The average house is really expensive. That's a good thing. I tell you why it's a good thing. Because if you're a deal sourcer, most deal sourcers will charge 2% brokerage for a deal that they find. So if you find a property and you package and sell it to an investor, if the house is only 100 grand, that means that you're going to get 2 grand. But if the house is 300 grand, that's a good thing. Now you're going to get 6 grand. Why are you moaning about houses going up? You've just tripled your income. As an entrepreneur, when things go up, it's a good thing. If houses go up, if you don't own any houses, it's a problem. Oh, houses have gone up. If you own 6, you're, oh, wow, houses have gone up. You're on the other side. You're now part of the 1%. Let's say you find a real banging house. 200 grand, it's run down, needs 50 grand spending on it, it's uninhabitable. You buy it cash, push the value up. Now you have pushed the value up. Now you can refinance and pull all your money out. Now, let's say you don't have the 250 to put in. Joint venture. This is the thing, right? Oh, it's so hard to save for a house. Why would you save for a house? Why would you not just partner with somebody? They printed £100 billion last year. If you can't raise a couple hundred thousand pounds into a great property opportunity, then you're either in the wrong rooms, not networking well enough, or you're not finding good enough deals. This is the 1% way of thinking. I hope this video has been helpful. If you've got questions, drop them in the video comment box. I'll do my best to answer. Also, if you want to really master how to do this and you want to come meet with me in person, spend a day together where I can train you up how to be good in this business, I'm putting on an event, 1 day program where you can come down for just £1. It's going to be a very, very powerful day. Imagine how much you learn from just watching a few YouTube videos. Imagine how much you'll learn from spending a full day with me where we're going to be actually on our laptops, finding deals, crunching numbers. I'll be taking your questions. So I'm going to leave a link in the description and you can come down and meet with me for £1, spend the day together, and let's get you in the 1% in 2024. God bless. Thanks for watching.